Thursday. Today's November the 14th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take a look at weather, but not weather around here, weather down in South America. Brazil and Argentina, as we are seeing impacts there similar to what we had challenges with dry weather. We're going to look at the details and what it could mean to their crops after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Weather making agricultural headlines. Now, while we've had a few changes in our weather in the last week, getting a little bit cooler, still dry, but a lot of attention has been placed on the recent good weather in South America. The region's not fully recovered, though, just yet from some of their challenges. That's not for the lack of trying. During the last 4 weeks, Mother Nature has been very active. The wet season showers have been very consistent for most of central Brazil, and most places have seen above normal rainfall during that time. Now, down in Argentina, the multitude of fronts and systems that had been dry earlier this season woke up about the same time as central Brazil, producing most widespread precipitation throughout the country, and most areas there have seen above normal rainfall in the last 30 days. That's eaten away at the extensive drought that plagued both those regions, and the drought had caused issue for corn and wheat in Argentina and soybeans in central Brazil. Now conditions in both regions are much improved and concerns have waned for a little while, but neither region has fully recovered. Analysis of soil moisture in both regions shows conditions are still largely drier than normal. Argentina may be closer to normal than Brazil, but pockets that have been missed or only seen light rain do exist, and soil moisture is not as good as it could be. There are still a few areas with excessive moisture, though, that exists, and at the same time, Brazil is still lagging behind when compared to what they would have normally. And while the rains have fallen, the deep deficits built up earlier in the season have been hard to poke away at. Now, because these showers are scattered across the region, some areas are doing better than others, similar to what we've seen. And the state of Goiás and parts of Mato Grosso and Minas Gerais are near or even above normal compared to average soil moisture, but other parts of central Brazil, especially areas of Mato Grosso do Sul and northern Parna and Sao Paulo, are much worse. Now, lost in the good weather across central Brazil has been the reduced rainfall across southern Brazil. Rainfall was actually very favorable earlier in the season across the states of Rio Grande do Sul and Parna, and soil moisture there allowed on-time planting and good early growth. However, that trend was reversed in the last few weeks, and while systems have been regular, they've been passing through rather quickly, bringing a wave of scattered showers and then pushing into central Brazil to enhance their wet season showers. That has amounted to below normal rainfall and a reduction in soil moisture. States like Mato Grosso do Sul and Sao Paulo are ones where the wet season showers have been more spottier as well, and this is now the driest production spot in the country and could use some rain. A couple more fronts are going to be going through Argentina and southern Brazil, and rainfall amounts are forecast to maintain what soil moisture is there. However, there is a drier stretch forecast as well. That puts some of the drier areas that are still teetering on a classification of drought even into more of a risk. Now, 1 week of dryness will not cause significant concerns, even with the lower than normal soil moisture. Longer range models do indicate larger increasing amounts of rainfall for the second half of November for both Argentina and southern Brazil. But this goes to show there are still concerns that could show up for this year's crop, despite the recent burst of good rainfall, and the influence of La Nina building in the Pacific Ocean furthers our attention towards a longer period of hot and dry conditions for both Argentina and southern Brazil for later in the season. And again, the reason we pay attention to the weather in South America is because these particular regions are our largest competitors when it comes to corn and soybean production. So while we face challenges with dry weather this past growing season, they are experiencing some similar conditions. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to continue talking about the weather now here in North America as various U.S. and USDA reports to end October reflected both flash drought expanding over much of the nation and how agriculture was or could be impacted. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
A trio of reports to end October placed weather forecasters, perhaps some farm producers, on alert for some fall-sown crops, or perhaps relief that harvest is now over. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says the final pasture and rangeland report for October indicated
the amount rated very poor to poor, getting past the 50% mark to reach 51% very poor to poor.
The lowest overall conditions for that time of year since 2012. Our nation's topsoil moisture condition for the end of October was also notable in that
we have set a modern record for topsoil moisture rated very short to short. The national number 73% in the 10-year record of this statistic on a national basis.
Also in record territory, U.S. drought coverage at October's end.
The amount of the country affected by dryness or drought increased to 87.2%. That leaves less than 13% of the country without a designation of dryness or drought. That number, 87.2%, is a record for any point during the 25-year history of the U.S. drought monitor.
These reports did not capture expected, much-needed precipitation in some parts of the country in the last days of October and first days of November. Yet concerns regarding the flash dryness of recent weeks on agriculture varied by crop. Winter wheat establishment in dry conditions was noted.
As we started October, winter wheat, 44% of the U.S. production area was in drought. That has increased to 62%. We are starting to get some rain, so hopefully we can start to turn the corner on this drought. Hopefully we have hit our peak here at the end of October.
For pasture and rangelands,
that is a concern heading into the cold season, that some of the pastures and rangelands are not in very good shape and may take some time to recover even if rain and snow returns during the late autumn, winter, and spring.
While the timing of completed harvest of corn and soybeans in several locales was perfect, as the dry down of crops came at the beginning of drought expansion after a summer and early fall of single-digit drought coverage.
That is the explanation for not only why we ended up with good yields, record-setting yields for corn and soybeans in the U.S., but also have had a very quick dry down and harvest season.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.